are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Hello, my name is Bob Clements, and I am co-founder and co-owner of eMyth Benchmark, a small business development company serving clients of all sizes across the United States and beyond. Today, I would like to talk about why most small businesses don't work and what to do about it. But before I begin that conversation, let's understand what we mean by small business. In our parlance, a small business does not designate a business of any particular size, but in fact refers to businesses that are owner-operated. Owner-operated businesses represent 7.8% of all businesses in the U.S. and an even higher percentage of businesses in other countries around the world. It also represents businesses that employ about 53% of people that are employed by anybody, including the government, school districts, and so on. So today, what I want to accomplish is two things. One, I would like to cause you to question everything that you know or think you know about business, about small business, about your business. And in order to do that, I'm going to have to ask you to do something. I'm going to have to ask you to uncross your arms, meaning uncross your minds or anything else that you have to uncross to consider the possibility the experience that you've had up to this point is not necessarily your best teacher, as the cliche goes, but in fact may be your worst teacher. It's your experience that keeps you going back to work, back to the office, back to the shop, and doing the same thing, essentially the same thing, over and over again, and praying for a different result and never really getting it. The second thing that I want to accomplish today is to give you a gift. And that gift is a framework of understanding for how you even begin to think about transforming your business, the results you're getting, and so on, into the business that you dreamt about when you first decided to open it, or when you first bought it, or when you first inherited through your family. So it begins with the concept of the E-Myth. Many of you have heard of it, some of you haven't, but let's jump into it. The E-Myth, ladies and gentlemen, is the entrepreneurial myth. It's the myth that the vast majority of businesses out there are really started by entrepreneurs, and they're not. The greatest number of businesses are started by what we've come to call technicians suffering from an entrepreneurial seizure. You know, the carpenter starts a construction company, the plumber starts a plumbing company, the accountant an accountancy, the widget inventor a widget making firm, and so on and so on. Every one of them operating under the fatal assumption that because they understand the technical work, that suddenly means they know how to run a business that does it. And that, of course, is completely false. As a result, most businesses either fail entirely or they fail to give the owner anything close to the experience they were hoping for when they started the business. And it lies in the fact that every single business is absolutely perfectly designed to get the result it's getting now. And the reason why it's designed that way is it was designed by its owner. Wittingly or unwittingly, consciously or unconsciously, the way the owner thinks is what happens. And so the bottom line is that your business and the business that does many times what you're doing for a fraction of the hassle and with a fraction of the frustration, the only difference between those two is that you don't think like the owner of the other business. So today we're going to talk about what that means in terms of your business and how it impacts your ability to change it. And it begins with what we call the E-Myth point of view. The E-Myth point of view.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.